Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa salatu wassalamu ala Rasulullah. We're taking some questions in regard to worshiping Allah alone without partners and following the religion of Abraham, which is called Hanifa, and we have some questions now coming up after this lecture we just had. The first thing I'd like to share with you is that when we start answering these, I like to have the questions pertinent to the topic relative to what we've been talking about. And somebody was asking the question, can we ask the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, in our prayers and ask him to go ask Allah for something for us? And the way I've understood that question, and of course it's, I'm always saying that if I'm wrong, please clarify what you meant by what you said. But as far as I understand from your question, this is not permissible whatsoever because the Prophet, peace be upon him, is dead. He is dead and he is not coming back to life in this life. He will be raised up on the day of resurrection, just like everybody. And then he will be go through the day of judgment like everybody, and he will, what I mean by that is he's not going to just go off to paradise and leave everybody behind. But the time for his intercession will be then, not now. So you can't ask him for anything, not now. But, now on the other hand, if somebody said, well, can we ask other people to pray for us? The answer is yes, you can. And then somebody said, well, no, wait a minute. How come I can ask somebody who's not a prophet, but I can't ask the prophet? Well, because it's not the same question. If the prophet were alive today, you could ask him to pray for you too. But he's not. And you're not asking a person, when you say pray for me, it's not like you're asking them for the thing. You're just asking them to pray for you. If I understood the question correctly. Allah knows best, Allahu A'lam. But be careful because it's too easy to make shirk or partners with Allah. Allah tells us in the Quran, you can check it out for yourself. It's in Surah 4, An-Nisa, chapter 4, the women. Look up verse number 48, see what you see there. I'm looking at it right now. It said, إِنَ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ. When Allah says inna, it means certainly. Allah means Allah. La means no. Yaghfiru does not forgive. He does not forgive. An yushrika bihi. That means that somebody makes shirk with him. An yushrika bihi. To make shirk with him. But then he says that anything less than this, he can forgive less than this as he wills. And whoever sets up partners with Allah in worship has indeed invented a tremendous sin. So do be careful, because the shaitan knows this is the way to put you in hell forever. He said he'll never forgive it. So you want to avoid that at all costs. That's a very good question. We thank you for that. Stay tuned. We got more coming up right here.